New Jersey residents who still rely on extended unemployment benefits, which were, of course, issued in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, you've lost those benefits as of yesterday, September 4th, since Governor Murphy pretty much said the state can't afford to extend them anymore. This bucks the suggestion by President Biden that states could use COVID relief funds to extend the benefits beyond yesterday. This will, by the way, affect 500,000 people, give or take, here in New Jersey. Governor said he's not extending the benefits because it would cost the state hundreds of millions of dollars each week. Murphy also said this past week, proper way to extend federal unemployment insurance benefits is through federal action, not a patchwork of state ones. And it should be noted that no state is extending this benefit beyond September 4th. It cost about, at the current rate, about $314 million per week to keep that gravy train going. We have the latest unemployment numbers for New Jersey. Unemployment rate 7.3%. State received $6.2 billion in federal funds from the $1.9 trillion in the American Rescue Plan. At its height, the state unemployment rate was 16.6%. That was April of 2020. Now, this ending of the stay-at-home bonus is actually in three federal programs, since Murphy opted not to extend them. About a 250,000 New Jerseyans currently receiving pandemic unemployment assistance, the Labor Department said last week. That program gives benefits to people who would not normally qualify for traditional unemployment, things like self-employed, gig workers, things like that. So that's over. Another 190,000 people received the pandemic emergency unemployment compensation. That added 13 weeks of benefits for people who exhaust their regular payments. But of those, about 100,000 people, they'll be moved into a different extended benefit program. That according also to the Labor Department. And obviously people will stop receiving the additional $300 per week supplemental payments, or as I've started to call it, the stay-at-home bonus. Mentioned the unemployment numbers, New Jersey tied for the fifth highest unemployment rate in the country. Nevada, New York, New Mexico, California are the top four on that list. And, you know, it's not like there aren't jobs out there to be had. Just thanks to that stay-at-home bonus, there was just really no incentive for people to go out there and look for one of these jobs. And, by the way, for those returning to the job market, I have a tip for you. So, you will succeed in that very important job interview. Here's my tip for today. While talking with your potential new boss, if they should mention their wife's first name, do not respond with, "Hey, what a coincidence, that's the first name of my favorite porn star." Oh, and by the way, don't be trying to get a job, quit, and go to unemployment looking to get back on board that train by saying that the place you worked at mandated COVID-19 vaccines, which you disagree with, so you quit. No, that won't work. You won't qualify for a dime. But on the bright side, the people in the unemployment office will wait until you leave before they start laughing at you.